is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There's something of a quiet urgency in Jesus' words to the Pharisees. It's a call to examine the soil of your soul and the branches of your life. The parable of the barren fig tree isn't just a story. It could be a mirror reflecting the spiritual condition of our hearts. For 3 years, that fig tree had stood barren, consuming nutrients in the soil, but it gave absolutely nothing back. How often do we, like that tree, take up space in the vineyard of grace? We absorb God's goodness, but we don't produce fruit that honours God. But that passage is an invitation to transformation. It confronts us when we get complacent or stuck in a rut. That passage about the fig tree calls us to a spiritual growth. It urges us to get our lives in line with God's purpose for us. May those words stir a holy restlessness in us. May those words and the story about the fig tree give us a longing to live life that's full and fruitful for the God who's given us life. Fig trees in the time of Jesus and now were valued for their fruit. The fruit, of course, gave stuff to eat, but also provided economic benefit for the farmers. So a tree that was barren wasn't just inconvenient. A barren tree was a sign of failure. And throughout the Bible, the fig tree often symbolizes the people of God, called to bear the fruit of repentance, righteousness, and faithfulness. And the vineyard owner in this parable represents God, who rightfully expects his creation to be fruitful. The gardener, praying on behalf of the barren fig tree, reflects Jesus' role as the one who asks on our behalf, working tirelessly to bring life to that which seems lifeless. And the call to bear fruit is as relevant now as it was in the time of Jesus. Spiritual growth isn't just an optional thing for those who belong to Jesus. Spiritual growth is the natural result of abiding in Jesus. But how often do we find ourselves consumed by worries or lulled into a sense of complacency? So the empty tree reminds us that God's patience, although it's abundant, isn't without limits. The gardener's plea for one more year is an act of grace. It's a picture of Jesus' loving intervention in our lives. Jesus is prepared to dig around the hard soil of our hearts. Jesus is prepared to nourish us with his word and with his spirit. But of course, all that grace freely given demands a response from us. The question is not whether the gardener will do his part, but whether we will yield to the work of Jesus and allow fruit to grow in our lives. But the parable of the empty fig tree is also a reminder for each of us that God is patient with us. He brings his compassionate love to us, and God is patient enough to wait for our return to him. God is waiting for us to move and an eventual fruitful decision in pruning ourselves, and so giving time for God and bringing newness in our lives. And we can achieve that by being accepting of both our strengths, but also our weaknesses as well. The gardener pleads with the master to give him time so that he could make the tree yield figs by changing the soil, by manuring it, by unearthing the surrounding areas of the tree, and by looking for better weather and sunshine and allowing the tree to flourish. So that parable isn't just a story. Instead, it's a call to action. What does spiritual growth look like in your life? Are you bearing the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, as the writer to the Galatians says? Or instead of bearing fruits, are we merely like that tree, merely surviving, clinging on? Are we still taking up space in the soil of God's vineyard without producing a harvest of ourselves? May this be the time that we're prepared to commit to a life of fruitfulness. Understanding our personal growth can lead to insights about developing community. Just like a fig tree, a community needs the right conditions to flourish. A church community needs well-drained soil, which represents a solid foundation of our values and our support. We need to ensure that our church community gets adequate sunlight. We need to be exposed to new ideas. Diverse perspectiveness is crucial for growth. Regular engagement with God and with each other is like the soil being watered. Without it, we as a church community will struggle to thrive. And a community needs to be pruned as well. If a tree is going to be fruitful, it also needs to be pruned. Just as we need to address areas in our church that need improvement, where places where our spirits need to be matured. And also remember that a fig tree can produce fruit more than once a year if the conditions are right. And a church community too has the potential for ongoing growth if it receives consistent support and is prepared by itself to engage. The parable of the fig tree reminds us that with God there's always a second, even a third and a fourth and more chances to move on. Sometimes we might think we're too old to move on. Sometimes we might think we've messed up so many times in the past that it's impossible to move on. But God is always patient. God is always prepared to wait. God is always prepared to give a chance over and over again. And then we can dare to ask ourselves, what if? And we can be prepared to offer ourselves to God one more time. So the story of the fig tree isn't just a story to skim over, but instead it's a story to take to heart. Perhaps it's a wake-up call for us to live intentionally and for us to bear the fruit that God is asking of us. The time for repentance is now. The time for taking up that second chance is now. Tomorrow is not always promised, but just remember that today is a gift. Don't waste the gifts of today. So through the prayers of Jesus, we've been given another year. We've been given another chance. We've been given another day. And it's up to us to ask ourselves, what am I going to do with this special gift? May our lives be a testimony of God's grace. May our lives be a tree bursting with the fruit of God's Spirit. May our church be a place that glorifies the one who's planted us in his vineyard. The axe is at the root, but so is the hand of the gardener, prepared to manure and to water. Will we let the gardener work? Will we bear fruit? That choice is only ours. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.